This afternoon we talk about the teaching of language and literacy skills and, you know, why this is so important in the development of children. We're joined by our guest, Azra Kota, who is a qualified integrated learning therapist, owner of her private practice, and also has been serving member of Park Primary School as an educator, librarian, actively involved in the school funding raising committee and public relations. Sister Azra, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran for joining us this afternoon. Is it true that the general literacy skill children learn in English can be applied in all subjects and not only English?
That's absolutely true. The English subject teaches skills that can be implemented and practiced in all other learning areas. But I think let's first establish that general literacy is the ability to identify, understand, interpret, and communicate using any audio or visual material. And every child needs to possess those skills in all learning areas for them to have a better understanding of the subject that's being taught.
Yes, certainly. You know, that's important for any child and every child. How does language work differently in different subject areas?
So in the English period, children are being taught things like reading, writing, listening, and speaking. However, that's not the only subject which demands them to understand those skills. Every subject is made up of their own language, and thus language needs to be understood in context. So let's look at an example. Say an educator of science. They have the responsibility to help learners learn about science. But they also have the responsibility to help the children speak, listen, read, and write like scientists. You see, because teaching grammar is not the same as teaching English. Grammar and literacy more generally is about helping learners access the whole curriculum. It's about helping them read subject information, about helping them write in order so that they can completely understand all the information. So again, we might think that science is a practical subject and that it isn't focused on reading and writing. But learners are required to read scientific explanations. They are required to write reports using complex language skills. Just think about the confusion that can arise in a child when one word, which means something in everyday language, suddenly now means something completely different in science, like the word culture, which in science would mean to grow bacteria. So different subjects have different terminology and grammar, and it's the responsibility of every subject educator to be able to teach the literacy associated to the learning area.
So is this not happening?
I know that it is encouraged more often than not to educators to let this happen because we see the growing rate of the need of it because children are basically just scratching the surface. You know, they don't have that in-depth critical cognitive knowledge of their subjects.
Yes. So, yes, that is an important consideration in this regard. When we look at, you know, how does a school library assist in the development of literacy skills amongst pupils?
So the school library is a central place for educators and learners. What is true of all schools is that the best way to improve literacy is neither extravagant nor exotic. It's simple, and it's concerned with fundamentals like making literacy enjoyable, motivating, and challenging. Children need to have a love for reading and to be intrigued by the variety of resources that allows for reading to be enjoyed and explored. And the best way for them to develop this relationship is to have access to available resources at the school library. Because like I said, the school library is a central space which is accessible to all educators and learners and is a facility used to further enhance literacy skills. Literacy isn't only about reading words on a page. It's about understanding, interpreting, retelling, summarizing, and demonstrating, all while being surrounded by different types of books, from fiction to nonfiction resources, newspapers and magazines, audio, visual, and now even digital equipment. And most children don't have these things readily available to them at home, which is why schools that have a well-equipped and functional library are putting their learners at an added advantage.
Yes, certainly. There are those who say, you know, people are not interested in reading these days, so what's the use of having a library?
Technically, they're still reading, right? Even if they're going onto a tablet or an iPad, they're still reading. So it's just replacing paperback books and replacing your encyclopedias and replacing what you would generally then page through. Now you're scrolling through, but ultimately you're still reading. And you still need the skill of skimming, summarizing. It's still something that can never be taken away.
Yes, true. I think it's an important thing. So the way it's being done changes, but the skill remains the same.
Absolutely, yes.
What would you like to leave us with this afternoon, Tisha Azra?
The importance of literacy skills. Literacy supports learning because learners need vocabulary. They need to be expressive. They need to have organizational control so that they can cope with the demands of subjects and everyday requirements. And being literate helps them to assist others, and it opens a world of opportunity for them in schools, in university, and eventually in the workplace and in the world at large. And having better literacy leads to children having improved self-esteem and motivation and even good behavior. You know, it allows learners to learn independently, and therefore it's empowering. And ultimately, it then raises their performance in all subjects. So it is one of the key and most fundamental parts of learning to be literate and to have skills based on literacy.
Certainly, Allah Rabbul Izzah grant within, create within every all our learners the desire and the yearning to increase their knowledge. Shukran for the interview this afternoon. Your time appreciated, and the information you shared well appreciated, Bas.
It's my pleasure. Jazakallah for having me.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.